Wake up feeling good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Feels
good. So yesterday I came across this very sad but lovely story, Cogs. It's about a woman in the US, and she lost her father back in 2015. And every day, every single day since he's been gone, she's been messaging his phone number. So she sends a text message every day.
And the guy's not with us.
Yep.
Wow.
To her father's phone number. On his four-year anniversary, which was just very recently, this lady receives a text back from her father's phone number.
Her father had passed away.
Her father had passed away in 2015. She'd been texting him every day, every single day since, to update him on her life. And then on the fourth anniversary...
This is spooky. I've got things running up my back at the moment.
The fourth anniversary of his passing, she receives a text from her father's phone number.
What did it say?
So the text reads, "Hi, sweetheart. I am not your father, but I have been getting all your messages for the past 4 years. I look forward to your morning messages and your nightly updates. My name is Brad, and I lost my daughter in a car wreck August 2014, and your messages have kept me alive.
Oh, wow.
When you text me, I know it's a message from God. I'm sorry you lost someone so close to you, but I have listened to you over the years and I have watched you grow and go through more than anyone. I have wanted to text you back for years, but I didn't want to break your heart. You are an extraordinary woman, and I wish my daughter would have become the woman you are. Thank you for your everyday updates."
So what does she do now? Does she still text?
Well, I don't know. He also goes on to say, "Everything will be okay. You to push yourself every day and shine the light. I'm sorry you have to go through this, but if it makes it any better, I am very proud of you." Isn't that just so beautiful?
Well, I think you'd be, as soon as the phone, you know, like came back with your late dad's number, you'd be spooked out. I'm spooked out even listening to what you're saying.
Well, I got the shivers too yesterday. I've got a bit used to it now, but I just thought it was absolutely beautiful. So this man has had an insight into this stranger's life every day for the last 4 years. It just warms my heart so much. And look, we did throw a post on our Facebook page asking you how you keep the memory of your loved one alive that has passed. And we're going to reveal some of the responses very soon.
Gee, we've got deep today, haven't
we? We have, Cogs.
This is pretty deep for this time of the morning.
Yeah, it is deep. I hope you've got your tissues nearby because you may need them. We're talking about how you keep the memory of a loved one alive. And it came off the back of a story that I came across yesterday, and we spoke about it just before. A young woman lost her father back in 2015, and every day since she would text him. And 4 years of his passing, on the exact anniversary, she received a text from a stranger from her father's number, and he'd been receiving the texts all those years. So it's powerful stuff.
Can I just ask you, and I know there's a lot on there, we might read one or two out, and I know we've got someone waiting to have a chat. What about you? You've lost mum and dad, so how do you go? And I know that wasn't yesterday, it was a while ago.
Yeah, so coming up to my 10-year anniversary of my beautiful mum, and dad's been about 23, 24 years. When I still had mum, I had a picture of my dad in my wallet that I would carry around every day, look at it and kiss it. When mum passed, I actually took that picture and put it in a frame beside a picture of my mother in a frame, and it's been on my bedside table for coming up to 10 years, the both of them together, and I kiss them every day.
Oh, wow.
Every day I say hello to them.
Thanks for sharing, because it is something that I didn't expect that answer. But anyway, look, good on. That's good. And I think each to their own, what works for you. There's some great stories on our Triple M Facebook page.
Yeah, there is. And thank you so much for sharing these stories with us too, because we know it's not easy. Robert Howe has said, "I had a small portrait of them both tattooed on my chest. The woman who did it was fantastic." That's gorgeous, Robert.
Yeah, it is.
Mum and Dad on your chest. That is so lovely. Sonny Big says, 5 years ago, my parents were killed in a car accident. Mm. Heart was broken, always in my thoughts. I have my house keys with a photo of them in it. Oh, lovely, Sonny. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and some are a while ago and some are recent. So it's certainly, you know, it's up to you on how you do that. You know, whether a lot of people do the tattoo these days.
Yeah,
but it could be a bracelet or it might be a ring that someone had that you wear. I mean, there's lots of ways, isn't there?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So, yeah, it's sad, but gee, if you can keep the memory in place, then it's half the battle, isn't it?
Yeah, look, just before we go to the phone, Cogs, I just want to read this one out from Cal Stewart. My dad used to love driving around the back roads of our little town of Pyramid Hill or out around the Terek Forest. So now I tend to do the same with his license sitting on the dash of my car so he gets to go too. Gee. Oh, that's just gorgeous, Cal. Mm. Oh, absolutely beautiful. As we go to Sharon now on 1327 10, Sharon, you've got a story to tell us about your beautiful mum.
Yes, well, yesterday was a very sad and a very happy day because yesterday, 5 years ago, my mum passed away, Lynn. And yesterday, my son had his first child. So it was
Sharon.
Sassy.
So it's sad and happy.
Oh, Sharon, that is so beautiful.
And he's named her Ali Lynn after mum. So that's nice.
Says you're a grandma.
I am, I know. I don't feel old enough.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, I'm a granny Sassy.
And your little grandchild will live on in memory of your mother. Oh,
yes,
that is just...
Happy Instead Day.
Yeah, that is so, so special.
Yeah.
All right, well, you enjoy because they're difficult. I tell you, these grandkids, they're a different love altogether. You just can't help but spoil them.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard work. No, it's not. It's great. I love it. And you will too.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks.
Congratulations. There you go. If you want to join in the queue for, you know, a story that you'd like to tell about a loved one, please jump on the Triple M Facebook page. We love reading it and certainly, hopefully, you know, can help you too.
Yeah. Once again, thank you so much for sharing. Not easy, and we love the fact that you have.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.